Vortex 860M Gator utility vehicle for just $11,995. Visit any Seidenstricker location or Seidenstrickers.com.
Offer ends 1/31/2019. Some exclusions apply. See dealer for details.
Our bodies go through a lot in one lifetime. Wounds, burns, failed skin grafts, crush injuries, gangrene, radiation injury, brain abscess, carbon monoxide poisoning, air embolism, decompression sickness, compartment syndrome, retinal artery occlusion, sudden sense and oral hearing loss. Breathe in and allow the healing to begin.
The Wound Healing Center at Samaritan Hospital offers therapy that heals your wounds from the inside out. If you have a wound that is not healed in 4 weeks, ask your doctor if hyperbaric oxygen therapy would benefit you. Visit smhmo.org.
Welcome back to Fitzsimmons John Arena for the 2018 Peak Sport in Spine Holiday Shootout. Scott Lunty here alongside with Eric Duick and Stephen Holstein, and we are getting ready for the Moberly Lady Spartans and the Warrenton Lady Warriors. 4-3 is the Lady Spartans record on the season, and this is their first full game where they are not going to have their leading scorer in Sydney Flood, who had an ACL strain in their last game against Hallsville, and they were going to rely on a lot of more scoring on that front. Meanwhile, for the Warrenton Lady Warriors, they're 3-6 on the year. And they are led by Allison Tanulli, the senior, who averages about 15 points. Should be a fun matchup. And it's the first time in 2 years these two teams have met. And it could be the first of potentially up to three times they'll meet later on in the year. And coming up on the Captain Central MoInfo.com, you're going to hear from both head coaches. First up, it'll be Greg Williams of the Warrenton Lady Warriors. And then you'll hear from Lady Spartan coach Tony Vestal. On the captain at centralmoinfo.com.
Shopping for tires? Be sure to visit Rick's Service and Tire in Bevier. We have Yokohama, Nitto, Firestone, Hankook, Falcon, Toyo, Goodyear, Mickey Thompson, BF Goodrich, Cooper, and many more. This is Tyler Shoemaker from Rick's Service and Tire in Bevier. I can help you choose the best tire for your vehicle. You can shop on our new website at rickserviceandtire.com and search for your new tires and check our rebates. Visit us at Rick's Service and Tire in Bevier and choose the right tire for your vehicle.
Greatness. It's not born of coincidence. It's not a product of luck. It's forged through dedication, drills, and the acquisition of new skills. Wanting won't get you there, but sweat equity just might.
Sheraton Valley, your complete communications provider, proudly supports all area school activities. Sheraton Valley wishes you the best of luck this season. See how we are keeping you connected at cvalley.net.
We're here on 99.9 The Captain and CentralMoInfo.com. We're continuing the holiday shootout here at Fitzsimmons John Arena. It is the Lady Indians of Warrenton and the Lady Spartans of Moberly. Greg Williams is the fifth-year coach of the Warrenton Lady Indians. All right, Coach, 3-6 on year. I know you had a decent amount of turnover in your roster. How would you characterize the start of the season?
We're trying to break in some young players, get some new kids ready, and it's been kind of a growing process for us. So, we've been patient. We've been hanging in there, and hopefully got better days ahead.
Yeah, no doubt about it. You have a sophomore and a freshman, Malia Payne and Dana Pruitt, respectively, already in the starting lineup. Some of it is partially just getting injected right into things, but what have they brought to this Lady Indian team?
Well, one, they really like and enjoy playing the game of basketball. So you'll see them, their joy of the game and how they want to get out there and try to be successful. Sometimes they're a little bit overmatched, but, they hang in there and battle anyway.
And let's talk about some of your upperclassmen as well, Allison Tanulli, and also we'll talk about Miranda Nelson. Obviously, they're two big leaders. What do they bring for you?
Well, Allison Tanulli, obviously, she's been a four-year varsity player. She's been a three-year starter. She's been the anchor on really good teams that we had in the past, winning districts and stuff. So, really accomplished player, great on the defensive end. And, she, again, is just really trying to, get these kids to get up to, the level of expectations that we have for the program.
Again, Greg Williams, the Warrenton Lady Indian coach, joining us here on the Captain Central MoInfo.com. All right, Coach, so this is the first time you've seen the Lady Spartans in a little over 2 years, as a matter of fact.
And you guys might be seeing him up to three times as they're in your district as well later in the year. What do you know about the Lady Spartans?
Yeah, they're also in our tournament. So, you know, there's all kinds of opportunities here. But Coach Vessel is just a great job. He's a great coach. You guys are real fortunate to have him. He's got a lot of passion and energy and stuff. And, you know, him and his staff, I you know, it's one of those deals where you would like not to like them, you know, but the thing is, they're just nice guys. So I really enjoy them and the energy and how they develop and handle their program. It's going to be a tough match. They do a great job. They're really well organized. I like the things that he does and how he goes about his business. And he's got that assistant coach, that kind of fullback looking guy over there. You know, they're really into it. So it's you know, it's going to be a good match. And again, like I said, I really kind of consider him a friend, and he does a great job.
They're going to be a little bit different without their leading scorer in Sidney Flood with that ACL strain. What's going to be key for Warrington to pick up win number four?
Yeah, it's so unfortunate. You know, you got a kid. She's a senior, I believe, and then she gets this injury and stuff. But I heard it's kind of good news. Like, I guess she'll be back later.
Theoretically.
Okay. So, you know, hopefully we're praying for that. So, you know, I you always want the other team's best game, you know. So I really, you know, feel like, you know, we'd like to have her out there. Obviously, she can't go. But we, at 3-6, we really can't feel sorry for anybody. It's going to be a tough matchup for us regardless, just because of a lot of our youth and inexperience. But, you know, I really feel bad for her. I believe she signed to Lindenwood, correct?
You are correct. She is a Lindenwood signee.
Yeah, so, I mean, she, you know, she's got a lot of things looking forward to. And again, really wish she was out there. But, you know, he's going to have his guys ready, and those girls will be ready to play hard and get after us.
Greg Williams, the Lady Indian coach, joining us here on to CaptainCentralMofo.com. Coach, appreciate you catching up with us, and best of luck tonight.
Hey, thanks a bunch, and thanks for all you're doing for the kids and stuff. It's really great. I wish there was more of this around, so I appreciate your time, and anything we can do to help you out, just let us know.
Not a problem, and coming up next, we'll catch up with Lady Spartan coach Tony Vessels. We're getting ready for more holiday shootout action on to CaptainCentralMofo.com.
Today, your bank is with you wherever you go, around town, out of state, or anywhere in the world. As long as you have your phone or tablet and the Make in Atlanta app, this is Andy Bush. Our app allows you to check balances on all your accounts, deposit a check, do bank-to-bank and account-to-account transfers, bill payments, person-to-person payments, set up reoccurring payments, receive text alerts, and a whole lot more. Want more information? Just ask. It all happens here at Macon Atlanta State Bank in Macon and Monroe City. Member FDIC and Equal Housing Lender.
Need an affordable meal deal for tonight's dinner? Stop by Sonic in Moberly and get yourself a Steakhouse Bacon Cheeseburger. Promise to have steakhouse flavor in every bite with a medium tater tot for only $4.99. There is nothing like the need of something sweet after a long day. Try Sonic Cinnamon Sugar Pretzel Twist for only $1.99. The magic all happens when you push the red button. So swing into Sonic Drive-In of Moberly and show them how you Sonic. Merry Christmas and Happy New Year from your friends at Sonic of Moberly.
We're back here on 99.9 The Captain and CentralMoInfo.com, getting ready for our final doubleheader of the holiday shootout here at Fitzsimmons John Arena. It is Moberly and Warrington. Lady Spartan coach Tony Vessel joining us. All right, coach, so this is going to be the first full game. You're not going to have your leading scorer for at least a little while in Sid Flood. First off, how's she doing?
You know, it'll be fun here. You know, the good part about this is that we played pretty much a full game there against Hallsville without Sid. And it was just really kind of neat to see how the girls kind of rally around. And you know, I just thought we competed and played hard, and we had some girls step up that needed to step up, and they really stepped up and gave us some really good minutes and some offense that was much needed.
What's the biggest adjustment with her not being in the lineup for the whole team?
You know, a lot. You know, I mean, she scores 17 a game probably for us, and handles the basketball a lot, and is able to take some pressure off Mary at times, bring the basketball up. So that's big. The other part is she's a really good defender. You know, I mean, we, for the most part, we're putting her on the other team's best offensive player. You know, and she does a great job. She takes away some of the other players, their strengths, and we really don't have to coach her up a whole lot on that. She listens to our scouting report and does a really good job.
One of the good things about this Lady Spartan team, seven games in, Tony Vestal, has been the way the defense has been performing. It's been relatively consistent all year. What's stood out about their performances that gives you guys confidence moving forward?
It was nice to see other kids, like the Sydney Martins and Mikayla Payne to had to kind of slide over and take a bigger role defensively, guarding the other team's better players. And I thought they did a nice job. They did a nice job the other night versus Hulsa, who has some guards that are pretty shifty and can play from out in the perimeter. And it was nice to see those girls have to guard personnel kind of like that.
Again, Tony Vessel, Lady Spartan coach, joining us here on Kirk and CentralMoInfo.com. All right, this is the first time you're taking on the Warrington Lady Indians in 2 years, and you actually might be seeing them a couple more times at their tournament and maybe even districts. So what have you learned about them?
Greg does a nice job with them. Girls play really hard. They get into you defensively, and they try and make you uncomfortable. And offensively, they really get out and run. That's kind of the part that scares me a little bit about them. Playing on a big floor there at MACC, they really get out in transition. They got some girls that attack the basket. So we got to do a good job at getting back defensively and slowing them down and making them have to run a half-court offense. We kind of felt like that's kind of our strength. If we can get teams to play in the half-court with us, we'll make it tough for them to score.
Lady Spartan coach Tony Vestal joining us here on 99.9 The Captain and CentralMoInfo.com. Coach, always appreciate your time. Good luck tonight.
Yep, thank you. Appreciate it.
We'll tip off the Lady Spartans and the Lady Indians coming up on The Captain.
AG Plumbing in Moberly. Are you remodeling, building a new home, or having sewer problems? Call Pete Agee and his crew at Agee Plumbing in Moberly for the many services you'll need, including sewer repair and replacement, along with water line and septic system installation. Agee Plumbing provides you with licensed and insured professionals who will help you with your water and construction needs. Call Agee Plumbing at 651-0344 for emergency and non-emergency plumbing needs. Agee Plumbing, 651-0344.
Merry Christmas and happy holidays from your friends at Columbia Orthopedic Group. We are so thankful that our fantastic patients put their trust in us for all of their orthopedic needs. Here's to a happy new year and a very prosperous 2019. When injuries happen or nagging pain persists, give us a call at 573-443-2402. We're online at ColumbiaOrthoGroup.com. Season's greetings from all of us here at Columbia Orthopedic Group.
Welcome back to Fitzsimmons John Arena for the 2018 Peak Sport and Spine Holiday Shootout. It is the Moberly Lady Spartans and the Warrington Lady Warriors. We mentioned that these two teams are squaring off for the first time in 2 years, and they could be playing against each other up to three times. This is a regular season matchup in the Holiday Shootout. They will potentially have a match at the Warrington Tournament here in a couple or so weeks. And the very important part to keep an eye on, these two teams are also in the same district, Class 4 District 8, as a matter of fact. And this could go a long way towards the end of the season in regards to who might have a higher seed when districts come along. So a very important matchup for these two teams for the final game of 2018. Let's take a look at the starting five for both of these two teams. The Warrington Lady Warriors are 3-6 on the year, 2-2 in the Gateway Athletic Conference. They're in the North Division of that conference based out in St. Louis. They're in their away red uniforms with white numbers and black trims with the W logo on the back and Warrington on the front. Moberly in their home whites, blue numbers, red trims surrounding that. It's Lexi Frederick, Brooke Smith, Allison Tonoli, Dana Pruitt, Malia Payne for Warrington. And for Moberly, Mary Billington, Lauren Koenig, Mikayla Payne, Alicia Oliver, and Sydney Moffman. Warrington wins the opening tip-off, going right to left on the radio dial. It will be Lexi Frederick, the junior, averages about 6 a game. They'll come around to Dana Pruitt, the freshman, trying to drive, can't do so. Now back up to Allison Tonoli. She's the leading scorer for the Warriors. On over to Brooke Smith, right side. Tonoli pulls up for a three off the rim, and Mikayla Payne gets the rebound. Payne up the right side, takes across the timeline over to Billington. Gets away from a steal, now comes to the right side. Boffman surveys, trying to feed one inside, can't do so. Now back up to Billington, takes it to the inside, inside for Oliver, beg your pardon there, and it'll be Malia Payne, the sophomore, that takes it over to Frederick. The junior takes it to the top of the key, now onto the right side. Back up top here for Brooke Smith. Now over to Frederick. Over to Payne, top of the key, knocks down the three. Malia Payne gets the first points for Warrenton. And here is Michaela Payne. She will take on a little bit more of a point guard duty role with Billington. Flood was the one that did a lot of the ball work to help relieve Billington. And results in a turnover for Brooke Smith. Her shot well short, and Koenig trying to get the rebound for the Lady Spartans, and it's deflected out as Tinoli tries to get a hand in on that. So they'll come around to the top. Here is Dana Pruitt, the freshman. Back around to Smith. Now to Frederick. Back to Smith. Trying to direct traffic. Gives it to Frederick at the top of the key. Now back to Smith. Moberly staying in a man-to-man defense. Back to Frederick. Now on to the left corner. This is Pruitt. Back around up top to Payne. Payne trying to go two for two. She does from downtown. 6-0 lead for the Lady Warriors. Payne now takes it for the Lady Spartans from the right side. Kick out, right side. Caning the three. No go. And it'll be a rebound offensively for Sydney Boffman. Now back up top to Billington. Right side, Caning from the corner, guarded by Pruitt. Now back to Billington. Closely guarded by our number two counterpart, Frederick. Now back around up top, and a little bit of bumping. And that'll be Lexi Frederick's first foul. Billington didn't bound it from the right of the Warrenton bucket. Leaking out is Payne in the corner. They'll come back up top to Koenig. Koenig, the junior, right side. Billington, corner three. A little too strong. Rebounded by Allison Tinoli. Now to Smith. Smith to the baseline and drops home to two. Timeout call by the Lady Spartans. It will be a 30 with 5:17 to go here in quarter number one. We'll thank some of our sponsors as well for making this Peak Sport and Spine holiday shootout possible. That is Thomas Motors, your full line GM dealer, John Cochran, Valentine Insurance, KB Tire and Auto, Domino's Pizza, PK Weiss Agency, your local independent insurance agent, AK Guns and Ammo, CNR Transmission and Auto Repair, Moberly Motors, Age Plumbing, Subways, Napa Auto Parts, Heat, Smith Heating and Cooling, all of Moberly. First State Community Bank, Macon Healthcare Center, Macon, Rebarco Incorporated of Rennick, Sheraton Valley, keeping you connected, Columbia Orthopedic Group of Columbia, Samaritan Hospital, our patients are the priority, and Moberly Area Community College in Macon, Moberly, Kirksville, Hannibal, Mexico, Columbia, and online. Here is Mary Billington, drops it off over to Payne. And the two is not going to fall, and it will result in a jump off of the rebound from Brooke Smith as she got into the battle with Koenig on the rebound. And with 3 minutes in, those Lady Spartans have been held pointless. Here is Boffman back around up top to Koenig. Koenig, left corner, Billington looking for a ball screen through Boffman. No look pass up top here to Koenig. She keeps an eye on down inside, has Boffman in the high post she wants. Billington will take it. Gets a screen through Oliver. Not enough of one, however. Now Boffman, kick it out to Payne. Still ain't nothing in favor of the Lady Warriors. Billington, the three, retreats, and it won't fall. Frederick on to the right side here for Koenig. Her two is a little too short. Or Smith, I should say. And now it's Oliver. For Payne, now in transition. Boffman too strong, and the Lady Spartans still don't have their first points. Brooke Smith back up top to Frederick. Plays catch with Smith. Moberly into man-to-man once again. Top of the key. Tinoli, top set to three. 11-0 run to start things out for the Lady Warriors of Warrenton. And Billington up the left side. The two doesn't go. Boffman will now take it. Pump fakes. Kick out. Billington. 0-4-4 from downtown is the junior. And you can already tell they are missing that presence and scoring presence and senior leadership that Sid Flood is providing. Good news is she is on the bench. And she's standing just to the left of, or she's sitting just to the left of her head coach, Tony Vestal, trying to help her teammates out. Turnover, here is Tinoli, and alone the layup, and that will fall. Billington, now to Boffman, on to the right side. They go to her, trying to come around up top. Closely guarded by Smith, turned over. Smith will take it. Vestal comes up, draws the foul, and the bucket will fall. And an and one coming up. But you sense a timeout is going to be coming up here by the Lady Spartans after a 15-0 run to start things out. Payne will take a seat as Sydney Martin will check in. And she's provided a lot of defense for the Lady Spartans over the first couple of games, and they need some now. So we'll get a shot here. And one coming up for Brooke Smith. On its way, and good. Sixteen to nothing. 3:12 to go on the first quarter, and the clock is frozen. Now it starts to run. And now we'll get a foul called, or a 3-second call in the lane, I should say. And so Warrington gets it back. Frederick will take it for Warrington, for Malia Payne. Now to Miranda Nelson, into the game, first time for the Lady Warriors. Back around Frederick. Nelson, left side, Payne, tries to attack, can't do so. Back to Allie Girard, who's also in for Warrington. Frederick, don't try the left side for Brooke Smith. She's guarded by Billington. Right side, Frederick, takes it down to the right baseline, steps out, looking for three is Payne. Now it takes a fadeaway, too far, and it'll be Billington now will take it. Lady Spartans still looking for their first points. And we're almost 6 minutes into the quarter. Billington top of the key. The three doesn't go, and it's rebounded by Payne. To the right side, Brooke Smith. Lobs one inside. Nelson in for a layup over the bucket. Billington will get the rebound with the assistance from Canning. Now to the right side, Sydney Martin. Boffman wanted to do a three, but instead hesitates. Now Billington, her two, and she will go to the line. She got hacked on the way up from the high post. Her number two counterpart, Lexi Frederick, the guilty party. Mary Billington will try and get the Lady Spartans on the board. The first. To the left. She takes a quick pound on the hardwood. And this is a good test for Mary Billington in regards to a leadership standpoint. Can she come through on the second? And she does. Moberly finally on the board. There's a minute 55 to go in the quarter. On to the right elbow, here's Allie Girard, and it will be on the left side, Allison Tinoli. And it'll be Frederick inside. Turn around, Tinoli looks for the two and knocks it down. 18-1. Almost looking like a baseball score at this point. And they'll go to the right side. Frederick, or check that. Sydney Martin to right baseline, and that's going to go off the front of the rim. We'll get a foul called. And the foul is going to get called on Cassidy Haller. First shot by Sydney Martin is too short, and we'll get a second coming up.
Even this would be a lopsided baseball score.
You're right. Second shot, and it's now 18-2. On the inside here, they'll kick out to Tinoli. Her three, a little too strong. Billington to rebound. Spartans still looking for their first field goal of the game. Left side, here is Martin trying to negotiate around Girard. Bumped into her, and I think they're going to get the foul on Girard. Head coach Greg Williams saying, get the feet out a little bit. If you do, you'll draw the charge. So I'll be her first. Two checking out. That is Audrey Gaines and Sydney Martin. Two checking in. That's Koenig and Oliver. Here is Alicia Oliver. Inside now, kicks out to Boffman. Boffman drives into the Warrenton defense, kicks out to Billington, left corner. Three is in and out. Rebounded by Tinoli. On to the left wing she goes. Tinoli down to the baseline, trying to work through to Lady Spartan. She does, but takes a travel in the process. So Billington will now inbound this, and we'll get Garnisha Love into the game first time for Warrenton, as Tinoli will get a breather. And she was off to a good start with a total of 7 points. Billington takes it. Across the timeline she goes. 25 seconds to go in the quarter. Now left side Koenig. Now to Boffman. Boffman trying to feed it inside. Billington now over to the right. Billington down, attacks the hoop. Her two. She can't buy a bucket. And in transition to junior Brooke Smith. On one on two. Takes it all the way and draws the foul. She'll go to the line. As it looks like Michaela Payne will be the one that will, or they actually will get Boffman on to reach from behind. And two shots coming up for Smith. She's one of the true basketball first players of the Warrenton Lady Warriors, already getting a couple of Division II looks. Really good offensive player and distributes the ball really well. Second shot is to the right. And it's going to be a foul by Cassidy Haller. That'll be her second for Warrenton. 6.7 seconds to go in the quarter. Boffman will inbound it here to Michaela Payne. 4 seconds, 3 seconds, Boffman with one. The underhander draws a foul with 0.3 seconds to go in the quarter. She'll go to the line. And the foul will get called and a free throw made by Boffman. Sydney Martin in the game. Mary Billington gets a breather. Second one is rattled in. 19-4 Warrenton. After one quarter of play, they hold the Spartans field goalless. We'll have the second quarter coming up next on the Captain, CentralMoInfo.com.
Looking for a pre-owned vehicle for under $15,000? Right now, Thomas Motors has late model, locally owned, one-owner trade-ins ready to roll. The lot at Thomas Motors is full of great deals, like a 2014 Chevy Malibu, a 2012 Nissan Rogue, a 2011 Cadillac. Buy local, save big, and drive home in your pre-owned vehicle from Thomas Motors today. Visit Thomas Motors online at thomasmtrs.com. Thomas Motors, your full-line GM dealer in Moberly.
Now is the time to have CNR Automotive and Transmission change the oil in your car, truck, or van. This oil change comes with a 27-point inspection to ensure you that your vehicle is ready to hit the road. Complete automotive service and repair from bumper to bumper. Tune-ups, brakes, tires, large or small, CNR Automotive and Transmission is ready to keep your ride on the road for you. In Moberly, call 269-8482 or 665-5424 in Kirksville. CNR Automotive and Transmission, Moberly in Kirksville. They fix everything.
Start of the second quarter here on the CaptainCentralMoinfo.com and the girls' matchup between Moberly and Warrenton. We'd also like to thank Capital Paving and Construction and Simon Stricker, your partner growing a better tomorrow, for making this holiday shootout broadcast possible. 19-4, the score. Warrenton with the lead, and Moberly has all four of their points off free throws. Still looking for their first field goal. Alicia Oliver will try and heave one up. Still not going to be their first field goal of the game, but she'll go to the line for two.
You know, with the score 19-4, let's just talk big picture a moment, because we kind of go from game to game to game when we do these holiday shootouts, and we'll continue to sprinkle in some action here as Oliver misses the first free throw. But let's not forget that even with Flood, I think our community maybe underestimated, and when I say the community, I just mean the general chatterings about the team as Payne draws some contact out of bounds on the second missed free throw. Just the extent to which Tria Vestal's loss as a ball handler and a girl who could wiggle through traffic and take pressure away from a Billington and a Flood, as we have a Warrenton layup here, because even before this, it was a weird start to the season for Moberly. Boonville just drubbed them. It was wildly non-competitive as Billington draws a foul. And that was a team that Moberly was the only NCMC team to be competitive with last year. Moberly was the only team that put any scare into Boonville, and it did it in both games. It put a scare into them. And Boonville technically lost even more than Moberly. But what Moberly lost was kind of like an engine, a key. Than I think some people acknowledge. Again, you're without Flood. This is an injury that just happened. I think these are important points to acknowledge.
Yeah, no question about that. And I think the other thing you mentioned about just the engine, just we've seen at times with this Lady Spartan team that they can go toe-to-toe with some of the offense. The other problem is there's just not enough consistency on the offensive side. And I think part of that is because of just not having a person like Carlana Kinder or Treya Vestal to open things up for Flood. And then on top of that, and you just don't have the same offensive output as you normally did.
Yeah, as we keep it here for a moment, that's precisely the point, is that it becomes very shot-dependent. Yeah, if you're knocking down your shots, you can play with anybody, because Flood and Billington in an open gym can shoot it with the best of them. The problem is the looks are now harder to come by dependent on how your opponent is playing you, and you don't have Vestal to create those looks with as much of a consistent basis. And then you mentioned Kinder's loss. That it was by no means a small graduation either, because that was another shooter to space the floor.
Especially on the outside.
You know, we cover these girls, you know, day in and day out, game in and game out, and it's just I think the graduations were showing early in the season, and now we get to today and it's going to be like, well, they didn't have Flood, which is totally true and totally does impact this score. But the point is, I think they were trying to find their stride, no matter how you want to look at this.
The pain, too, doesn't go, and they still do not have their first field goal. And it was a similar dilemma a couple games ago, I believe, if I'm not mistaken.
Yeah, against Boonville, couldn't push one in for quite a while, or at least I have maybe had a field goal or two in the first quarter, and we weren't there against Hallsville, but I know that was back and forth at times. Struggled against Hannibal. That was a stunning loss. That probably would be the best example, actually, to point to what I've been talking about. Even with the changes to personnel, I never would have seen that loss coming.
The big thing in the Hannibal loss was they were moving the ball well, and they got a lot of good looks. They just did not finish. So that's the big thing with the late Spartans is, can they hit buckets? Something to keep an eye on down the road. 5:40 to go here in the half. It's 21-4, Warrenton. So back to the action. We'll call some of this actual game. Alex Girard.
No, no. I mean it's 21-4. No, important point. I mean, this is that. Those are points that I think are relative to an entire season, not just the second quarter in a 21-4 game.
Yeah, absolutely. The layup is not good by Tonelli.
But your point is granted.
Yes. Yes. We are here to call a basketball game, so we might as well do it. Billington looking for a three at the top of the key, and it is going to be offline to the right. Speaking of Tria Vessel, she's in attendance tonight, watching the Lady Spartans on the right side. So we're seeing, as I mentioned, we were seeing a lot of former high school athletes and athletes also. Take a Bartolacci. Cairo's also here.
Speaking of Cairo, Alec Zeik is in the building, and he used to play with some of these Moberly guys that he'll presumably stick around to watch. So that's an interesting one. I noticed him in the seats when you were talking about some of the other attendees.
Still, nevertheless, it's pretty awesome to see some of these kids coming out and watching some high school hoops.
Yeah, they're about the only ones here.
So here is here's the pass on to the right side for Sydney Martin, and it's stolen away by Brooke Smith. They'll kick one out over to Allie Girard. The three is to the right, and that will roll into the Moberly cheerleader section. And we're going to get a timeout. It'll be a full, as you'd expect from Tony Vestal and the Lady Spartans, as they trail 23-4, 4:26 to go in the half on the Captain and CentralMoInfo.com.
Happy holidays from AK's Guns and Ammo, your local source for firearms, ammunition, shooting supplies, and more. If you're looking for your first handgun, rifle, or shotgun, or simply want to add to your collection, need more ammo, or need shooting supplies, give Austin a call at 660-372-1781. Or stop by the store at 209 North 4th Street in Moberly. Open 7 days a week through the holidays. Go online at www.akgunsammo.com.
Rebarco Incorporated is locally owned and has been serving the area since 1986. You'll find Rebarco Incorporated at Highway 63 and Business 63 in Rennick. Let locally owned Rebarco Incorporated help you with all your concrete reinforcing needs. No job is too big or too small. For all your concrete reinforcing needs at competitive pricing, call 660-263-1243 or stop by Rebarco Incorporated at Highway 63 and Business 63 in Rennick, serving the area since 1986. Proud supporters of the Moberly Spartans.
We're back here on KIRK Macon and online at CentralMoInfo.com. Scott Lindsay here. Eric Duick also alongside. Stephen Holstein spinning the dials at the Moberly Motors Sports Desk. 23-4. And it is the Warrenton Lady Warriors with the lead. Lady Spartans still looking for their first field goal of the game. They've gotten all four on their points from the charity stripe. And Billington can't hit a layup. They'll come around up top. Here is Warrenton's Brooke Smith, and a travel is going to get called. So now it'll be Koenig that will take it on the inbound. They'll give it to Billington.
By the way, Clemson did hang on to beat Notre Dame while I'm on my ramblings.
Thanks, Eric.
Like I said, I'm a man of the people.
Final score?
I'm here to entertain. 30-3 was the final score.
30-3, so will it be Alabama or Oklahoma that takes on Clemson in the national championship next Monday down at Levi's Stadium in Santa Clara. Eric will keep you in check tonight.
This will be the biggest compliment you'll ever receive. Don't let it get to your head, but you said Oklahoma with a very Keith Jacksonian voice there. I was impressed. You sounded like you were at the
Appreciate it. Not intended at all, but appreciate it. At the top, here's Allison Tonoli for a three for Warrington. Doesn't go, and it will be Leah Payne on the offensive rebound, but results in a jump ball as Baughman tried to wrestle it away from her.
He'd be like, Oklahoma. You had a little bit of that in you.
That should be a fun game.
R.I.P. to Keith Jackson.
Mm-hmm.
With or without Flood, you shouldn't have 4 points right now, to state the obvious. This just goes again as Gaines misses the shot. This honestly goes back to what was even an issue last year and why a game like the Marshall game happens. They were so dependent on three or four girls to score. And I'm not naive to say you just replace an all-stater when she goes down, mm-hmm. but this is, again, indicative of the type of problems you'd have even when she is in the lineup, because she's not fixing 23-4 by herself.
Yeah, she might have a couple points on the board, maybe make it like a 6 or a 10, but precisely can't have 4 points almost in a one half.
Because she wasn't, a total take over the game kind of player anyway. You know, she kind of plays within the rhythm of the offense, which, you know, is a good skill set to have. So
Warrington with it, Dana Pruitt, and they will go over to pass it to Miranda Nelson. We haven't talked much about this Warrington team much. They had a sensational season about 2 or 3 years ago where they made the Show Me Showdown in class number 4. They lost 3 seniors last year as part of that Show Me Showdown team, and they've had a little bit of a tough start themselves. And Sydney Martin Canning not going to hit a three, but they're 3-6 on the year and a little bit of transition. And they got a couple of freshmen and sophomore that have been thrown right into the varsity lineup. And it's not by choice because they just had so many people graduate. Here's a three on the left side, and Allie Girard not going to hit it. And Girard's one of them. You got a freshman and Dana Pruitt and Malia Payne, a sophomore, and you don't see underclassmen starting in the class 4 level on the varsity side unless they're really, really good or they're in a dire situation. And according to Greg Williams, it's been more of a dire situation for them.
So what you're saying is if these two teams stay in the district for a little while, then Moberly should be on the lookout.
Yes, no doubt about it. Billington, top of the key, 3 to the right.
That's what's made her job so much harder this year and for Flood, too. It goes back to that point I was making about Vestal. She's having to, like, dribble into more of her threes or be more of a primary ball handler, which maybe fatigues your legs prior to your attempt at a three.
Left side, Girard will try another three. She has yet to hit. And we got a minute 15 to go here in the third, or in the first half. We'll hear from Macon coach Dale Devenport. Get us on stuff, the 63-61 loss to Boonville. And finally, a minute to spare in the half. We get a field goal from the Lady Spartans. Canning gets it. 23-6. Now to the inside. They'll go to Miranda Nelson. Her turnaround 2 is to the right. Boffman to rebound. Up the left side. Now they'll try and come back up top to Billington. Now left side for Boffman. Inside, kick out. Canning, can she go 2 for 2? She's hot! 30 seconds to go here. Canning hits her last 2 shots. Hey, you got to start somewhere. At the top, it is Tinoli. She drives from the right baseline, and her layup is not going to go. Over to Bucket Boffman. 10 seconds to go here in the half. Now back up top to Billington. Billington attacks. The 2 rattles in. And she'll go to line for an and one. And some of you are probably asking right now, where were these? We're right there with you. So Billington will go to line for an and one. Brooke Smith is the one that gets the foul. And we'll see Audrey Gaines checking for Sydney Boffman, and Mikhail Payne will also check in for Alicia Oliver. 5 seconds to spare and one coming up here for the junior Billington. Sent, received. 4 seconds on the right side. Brooks Smith, 1 second. Can't get shot off in time. 23-12. All Warrington in the first half. We'll take a break on the captain and CentralMoInfo.com. And when we return, you will hear from Macon boys coach Dale Davenport. And we'll get his thoughts after a 61 loss. We'll be back on Kirk, CentralMoInfo.com.
This winter safety message is brought to you by Sheraton Valley. Don't get caught out in the dark on a cold winter's night without a charged cell phone. Always charge your cell phone before you head out on the road, and always have a car charger with you in the car. Need car charging accessories? Stop into any Sheraton Valley store and get the accessories you need to keep you connected when you need it most. Visit Sheraton Valley online at cvalley.net.
We've seen our first snowfall, but before more flies, now's the time to get a free estimate from Capital Paving and Construction. They are a full-service asphalt and paving company who can work with your schedule and budget. Plus, you can count on quality because their projects range from heavy highway construction to DOT paving to commercial and residential. Get an A Better Business Bureau rated company, Capital Paving and Construction, with several Missouri locations or online at capitalmo.com.
The holidays can be a hectic time to plan a meal, and every member of the family wants something different. Domino's has the perfect solution. Order from the mix and match menu for just $5.99 each. Choose from a medium two-topping pizza, stuffed cheesy bread, bread twist, pasta in a bowl, an oven-baked sandwich, or eight-piece boneless wings topped off with marble cookie brownies. This offer excludes bread bowls and wings. Domino's Pizza, mix and match for just $5.99 each. Order online at dominos.com.
Smith Heating and Cooling of Moberly has been around for over 65 years, and they know furnaces, air conditioners, heat pumps, and split systems for both residential and commercial. Through the years, they've serviced not only their own equipment, but all makes and models. If you're needing service on your central air, furnace, or heat pump, call Smith Heating and Cooling, and his friendly trained technicians will be happy to service your equipment. Smith Heating and Cooling of Moberly specializes in service of all makes and models. Give them a call today.
Right now at Moberly Napa, check out the biggest holiday sale ever. Single folding aluminum ram for $59.99. 26-piece screwdriver set with stand for $17.99. Battery charger and maintainer for $39.99. $8.99 for a box of 100 nitrile gloves or mechanics wear gloves for $17.99 a pair. Porter Cable oil-free pancake compressor for $129.99. Biggest holiday sale ever for your car, truck, or van. Napa Auto Parts in Moberly. Get the good stuff.
With a just reduced pricing from John Deere, you can now get more for less with Seidenstricker by your side. Get a new Deere for the new year for less with a John Deere 1023E tractor, just reduced to $8,599 and nothing down with 0% for 60 months. And for work or play, get a RSX 860M Gator utility vehicle for just $11,995. Visit any Seidenstricker location or Seidenstrickers.com.
Offer ends 1/31/2019. Some exclusions apply. See dealer for details.
As independent agents, the folks at PK Wise Agency in Moberly and Sellers Wise Insurance in Salisbury offer auto, home, business, life, and health insurance. Their experienced agents work on your behalf to find the right coverage at the best possible rate for you. When you have a claim, you have the backing of reliable, experienced agents. That's why area residents rely on PK Wise and Sellers Wise for all their insurance needs. Celebrating well over 100 years in business, your independent insurance agents at PK Wise and Sellers Wise put you first.
Here on the captain, CentralMoInfo.com, Dale Davenport and the Macon Tigers joining us here. Coach, close one, 63-61. Turned out to be a difference tonight.
Oh, I think just
There's a couple things. I think more in the first half, honestly. I don't think we valued the basketball enough in the first half. I thought we rushed some shots. Their size bothered us, and their physicality bothered us. And we talked about it. You know, the possession in the first quarter is as important as a possession in the fourth quarter. And I just thought, you know, we kind of took some shots and made some turnovers early that if we could have got back, it's a different ball game. But, you know, we're learning, and we're going to get better from it.
Scoring was relatively even in the first quarter, and then second quarter they got out to about a 7-point lead, and then you come out with a 22-point third quarter. What was the rally?
You know, I think we just settled in, honestly. Their press didn't bother us at all, and I didn't figure it would, but we started to come back to the ball and get the ball side to side instead of just trying to attack on one side. And then, you know, Hogshead got going a little bit, Nash started going, Waller going a little bit, and we hit some outside shots. And then once you start hitting some outside shots, everything starts opening up, and so we got, you know, a little more comfortable in the game.
You knew Jameson Hogshead was going to get his points. Nash Waller had a definitely a better second half. But how about the performance of Tanner Lytle? Averages a little under 5 points a game coming off the bench today. And then lo and behold, he puts up 15.
Well, I didn't realize he was 15. He's a kid that I know could shoot it. He's a kid that I worked with a lot this summer in the weight room, just trying to get his size on, a little strength, because I knew the physicality of the game was something that was going to be different for him, getting a lot of, you know, going from the JV to the varsity level. And I think he's just starting to get confident in himself. You know, I'm big on him on the defensive end. That's something he really has to focus on, and he's done a lot of that job. He can shoot the basketball. I know he can shoot the basketball. And I just feel like once he gets confident, you know, he can play with anybody.
All right, we're going to be seeing you here next week at the Marceline tournament. What are you looking forward to that?
You know, I think just we had a little success. The last year we went up there, got 2 out of 3, and played Milan, a really, really talented team, to a tight game. And I think it just kind of helped our confidence. And I'm hoping we kind of do the same thing there, is go up there and get some confidence, get ourselves understand that we can play with anybody when we show up and play for 32 minutes.
Dale Davenport, Macon Tigers coach, joining us here on CampusCentralMoa.com. Coach, always appreciate time, despite win or loss. We'll see you next week.
I appreciate it. Appreciate the coverage.
When you've got a hunger you need to fill, do yourself a favor and go to Subway with 2 locations in Moberly and eat a fresh and healthy meal for a change. Try their new Ultimate Cheesy Garlic Bread Meatball or Spicy Sandwiches. And for the kiddos, look for the rewards code in their kids pack. Then go online and enter the code to receive a free ticket to see the new Mary Poppins Returns movie. Subway Everyday Value. All day, every day. Subway, with 2 locations in Moberly, are proud supporters of all local area athletes.
MazooMac offers you the best of both worlds. MazooMac is a co-enrollment program that ensures acceptance to the University of Missouri. Experience everything university student life has to offer while enjoying the massive tuition savings of MACC. Capitalize on your A+ program by using it toward your MazooMac education. This just might be the smartest way to become a Tiger. Stop waiting and emerge as a MazooMac student today. MACC, the college for you.
Do you find yourself unable to get to the doctor because your schedule is so hectic? Total Family Healthcare in Macon is making it easier for you to be seen when it works for you. Total Family Healthcare's walk-in clinic is open weekdays from 8:30 to 4. Now you have the opportunity to see a doctor when it suits you at Total Family Healthcare's walk-in clinic in Macon, making it easier for you to take care of yourself. Total Family Healthcare in Macon, online at smhmo.org.
Many of you have allowed us to help you create a better life for your family, and that's what it's all about. As we think back over another year, the best gift we could have ever hoped for is the one you've already given, your belief in us. As you enjoy this special time of year, please remember, your friendship has been one of our greatest gifts of all. In return, we will do everything we can to help you create your best years yet. Thank you. From First State Community Bank.
Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
WeatherTech floor liners are laser measured to fit your vehicle's front, back, and even up the sides of your vehicle's footwells. WeatherTech floor liners protect your vehicle from the elements you bring with you every time you get in your car. KB Tire and Auto can order the perfect liner designed and built for your car, truck, or van. Call KB Tire and Auto today at 263-7500. Check out KB Tire on Facebook.
Howdy, cowpokes. You know that feeling when you finish a long, hard ride and you're covered in dust and all you can think about is relaxing back at the bunkhouse? It's times like that that make you glad you heard about Valentine Insurance Agency. They give you one less thing to worry about, because you know the bunkhouse is protected by the right insurance plan. Plus, they can protect your vehicles, life, health, and more. Since 1964, they've got something for everyone. Valentine Insurance Agency. Call 263-1111.
Big thanks to Macon coach Dale Devenport for joining us post-game. Win or loss, another close one for the Macon Tigers. And as we alluded to, we'll be seeing them next week at the Marceline Tournament. We'll be there next Friday and Saturday on Crest. And also, I believe the captain, unless the Chiefs have some sort of debacle this weekend and end up playing in Wild Card Weekend this Saturday. All the Chiefs have to do is win, and they got home field advantage in the AFC playoffs. Not the start the Moberly Lady Spartans wanted, Eric. Only three field goals, all of them coming in roughly the final 2 minutes of the half.
I thought you were going to say not the start that Oklahoma wanted. I'm just kidding.
You're so in tune into that.
That too, though. But no, not at all the start. But hey, 8-0 run to finish the half. That's kind of that's still a big story in the half as well.
Definitely a big positive, but they're going to need a lot more points in the second half to get back into things. Here's Billington. Again, for those just joining us, Moberly in the home white uniforms, and she gets her first field goal of the night from the high post. Moberly in her home white uniforms with blue numbers, white trim, red trim, surrounding those numbers, and Moberly on the front, Warrington in white reds, white numbers, black trim surrounding that with Warrington on the chest. Scrum for a loose ball, and it'll be Payne that takes it on the left side for Boffman. She drives, trying to kick one back out over to the right side. A little bit more of an up-tempo speed and some fresh energy from the Lady Spartans. And Sydney Martin will try and go for the layup. And that is going to be Dana Pruitt's first foul. And here's the first by Martin, and that is true. Second shot on its way. Martin trying to go two for two. Cannot. It's Allison Tinoli that gets the rebound. And now they'll drop one over to Frederick. Now back to Tinoli. Passes over right side for Payne. Now to right side for Smith. Plays catch. Frederick top of the key. Thought about the three. Doesn't take it. Now over to Malia Payne. Left side. Tinoli inside for Smith. Takes it out to the left corner once more. Back to Malia Payne. Right side, Pruitt. Back to Frederick. Top of the key. Three. Got it. Malia Payne with a total of 11 points. She leads all the Lady Warriors scoring. Tinoli with 7. Brooke Smith with 5. Leading the Lady Spartans was Lauren Koenig with 5. Now Billington leading with 6 with her field goal. Sydney Martin, Sydney Boffman each with a pair of free throws. Now we get a foul down in our bucket. It'll be Lexi Frederick on the foul. And Alicia Oliver will go to the line. First shot is not going to go. And we'll see Allie Girard into the game for Warrington as Frederick gets a breather. Second shot is good. And we'll get a quick substitution.
You know, maybe this becomes one of those games where Moberly's kind of showing both of its sides. Like we said, it can be very hot and cold this year at times. Maybe they're just in one of those hot spurts here and can keep it up.
So here is Brooke Smith from the right side. Drives, looks for the two, and getting a hand in is Boffman, and she'll go to the line. That'll be Boffman's third foul. And will there be a substitution for the Lady Spartans to give Boffman a breather? Doesn't appear to be the case. So with that said, Smith already 2 for 3, now 3 for 4 from the line, goes back.
Although we'll have plenty of opportunity to do it in the next hour or so, we'd be remiss if we didn't send our thoughts to Savion Thorpe and his family. This will be our first opportunity, like seeing the Lady Spartans without Flood. We'll be seeing Moberly without Thorpe, and that'll be a permanent absence, unlike the Flood one, which appears to be on the better side of news.
Yeah, for those who did not hear, although I'm sure many of you have already heard, but in case you didn't, Savion Thorpe, the senior for Spartans, had a very gruesome leg injury in their win against Hallsville about midway through the fourth quarter off an alley-oop, and it required paramedics. He had surgery on it as well, got a rod placed in, and he seems to be in good spirits, which is certainly a good thing to hear. But like Eric said, done for the year. High school career will come to a close, and it'll be a different-looking Spartan team without him in the lineup. It'll be fascinating to see them up against Warrington. That'll be our final game tonight. Here is Allison Tinoli at the top. They will go back to Malia Payne. Now on to the right side for Smith. Smith trying to get a ball screen, takes it to the high post. Left side, here is Girard. Now on the left corner, a three. Offline to the right by Dana Pruitt. Rebounded by Alicia Oliver. Billington will take it now. Across the timeline she goes. Gets the screen to Oliver. Now right side for Payne. Takes it to the hoop. Her underhander falls to the floor, and the two's not going to go. Rebounded by Tinoli. Across the MACC logo at center court. Now to the right side for Smith. Harassed by Billington, and both of them end up getting tangled into the referee a little bit, and it'll be Billington on the push. And that'll be her first foul. Brooke Smith will, or check that, Lauren Koenig will check in for Alicia Oliver. And so Smith will get it for Warrington from the right elbow. She's guarded by Billington, gets a partial screen, some space, releases the three, two shot. But a good screen set up on the inside to open up that shot. And now here is Martin. Passes it over to Billington, left corner. Now Canning, the three, two shot. Her number four counterpart, Smith, gets the rebound. They'll take it up to the top for Malia Payne. Now back to Tinoli. Passes it back to Payne. Looks left, now comes over to the right for Brooke Smith. Back around up top to Pruitt. Around the arc, left side, Tinoli. Bounce pass to the inside. How about a two? Won't fall for Smith. Goes off the bottom of the rim. Rebounded by Koenig, now over to Billington. Takes it to the top, now to the right baseline for Martin, back up top to Billington over her head, and Pruitt in alone. To the right side, Payne coming back, trying to get the block, and she does just that, deflects it out. Well done there by Michaela Payne, the junior hustling all the way back. Sydney Martin takes a seat, Lucy Oliver back in, and a full timeout. Is called by Greg Williams in the Warrington Lady Warriors.
That still takes used to getting used to, Greg Williams. It's
not the Cleveland Browns head coach and Brad Boyer's best friend.
Interim head coach.
Yes. We'll take it as well on the captain and centralmoinfo.com.
Macon Healthcare Center in Macon is a proud supporter for the Moberly Spartans. Not only is their center dedicated to the individual, their partners are committed to the community to which they belong. Throughout the year, they sponsor various activities to give back to the folks in their community and their extended families. When everyone is doing their job with excellence, then great things happen. So do your best, Moberly Spartans. Everyone at Macon County Healthcare Center is rooting for you.
Greatness. It's not born of coincidence. It's not a product of luck. It's forged through dedication, drills, and the acquisition of new skills. Wanting won't get you there, but sweat equity just might.
Sheraton Valley, your complete communications provider, proudly supports all area school activities. Sheraton Valley wishes you the best of luck this season. See how we are keeping you connected at cvalley.net.
.342 to go here after the Greg Williams Warrington timeout. For those curious, the football defensive coordinator and interim head coach Greg Williams is actually a Truman grad, which is why I referred to he being Brad Boyer's best friend. He actually catches up with him during the Truman Golf Tournament every June.
For those curious, he's got a chance to knock the Ravens out of the playoff picture tomorrow if the Steelers can pick up a win while the Ravens lose. So you know what I'll be spending my Sunday on?
That'll be one of the more compelling games in Week 17. They're actually 5-2 since he took over the Browns' interim
you
coach.
You know, it's interesting. I still would be very surprised if he got a fair crack at it. I hope the best for him, but it'll be tough just because of the fact that he's not an offensive guy and they've got a top overall pick who's an offensive player, but you never know.
You never know indeed.
That's just the way the football world has trended of late.
Back to the hardwood as we go to Allison
Tinoli. I see what you did there.
I try every once in a while. Allison Tinoli going down on the left baseline and trying to get the reverse layup, and Payne sealed her off and bumped her, as a matter of fact, and that'll be her first foul. So it'll be Dana Pruitt that will take it for Warrington. All the way to the top, they'll come to Girard, and they'll come around to Brooke Smith. Trying to find something onto the right side. Now she'll get a ball screen through Pruitt. Not enough to open up something outside. Pruitt plays catch with Smith. Now they try another screen. Can't do so. Tinoli, top of the key, inside for Miranda Nelson. Powers her way to the bucket, but gets called for a travel. She made the layup. Thinking it was going to be an and one there, but not the case. Here's Billington across the timeline. Now to the right side for Michaela Payne, almost stolen away by Brooke Smith. Payne, opposite side of the court, now inside for Boffman. From the left baseline, back out. Caning, three, got it. Raise your hand if you had Lauren Caning as the leading scorer for the Lady Spartans. She has eight. You win a prize if that's the case. To Eric's discretion. Dana Pruitt now for Warrington. Now over to Smith. To the inside, Miranda Nelson. Kick one back out for Brooke Smith. To the top she goes. Now drives it in down on the baseline around Billington. Left side, now back up high post. Tinoli, guarded by Boffman. Good defense here from the Lady Spartans. A minute 40 to go here in the third quarter. 28-18, Warrington with the lead. At the top, Tinoli. Tax, kick out. Left side, the three. Won't go for Pruitt. Billington the rebound. 10-point margin. Moberly trying to get into single digits. Billington the two, and she'll go to the line. Has the opportunity right here with two shots. A very low-scoring third quarter. Moberly's actually outscored Warrington by the score of 6-5. And Eric alluded to it as Billington misses the first. That 8-0 run, it ends up being a lot bigger at the end of the second quarter. Still very much a game.
I think even just getting this to 10 was a victory. That was kind of a number I had mentally eyed. You know, you say get it within X, Y, or Z number, and even if it didn't result in a win, I think just getting this game to 10, now 9, was a victory in and of itself.
Something coaches always preach about is get it into single digits by the fourth quarter. If you do, you give yourselves a chance.
And, yeah, no, it'd be a great question for Tony postgame, how encouraged is to get it, you know, within 10. And I'm saying that if they were not to be able to complete the comeback, you know, it's just a small victory in and of itself.
Here's Allie Girard now around up top to Allison Tinoli. 50 seconds to go here in the third quarter. 28-19, Warrington with the lead, trying to pick up win number four on the year. Back around up top, Girard passes over to Nelson. Nothing going on the inside. Tinoli trying to find the inside, finds it. Has two around her, kicks one out, Nelson. Warrington staying patient with the shot as Moberly going into the man-to-man. This time they will try and use Pruitt to solve the puzzle of the Moberly defense. Comes over to the left side for Smith. From the corner, partial screen through Nelson. The two, she'll go to the line. Good ball movement by the Lady Warriors. Got the Moberly defense moving around, and they finally found something down on the baseline, and Brooke Smith takes advantage of it, draws the foul, and two shots coming up. She's 4-for-5 tonight from the charity stripe. First one on its way, and that's off the front rim, and a splash to the right. Boffman takes a seat for the Lady Spartans. Sydney Martin checks in her spot. Allison Tinoli also taking a seat for Warrington. And also, Carnesia Love will come in for Brooke Smith after the made shot. She has 9. 13 seconds to go. 10-point game in favor of Warrington. On the left side, Billington, the 3, just to the right, looked good. Oliver to rebound, 2 seconds, 1 second to 2, and it will go. 10-point game, 29, Warrington, Moberly 19, as we go to the fourth on the Captain and CentralMoInfo.com.
For 75 years, Moberly Motors has been driven by tradition, and that tradition continues with the 100% completion of our brand new facility and with the introduction of our brand new website. MoberlyMotors.com now makes it easier than ever to search hundreds of new Fords, Lincolns, Chryslers, Dodges, Jeeps, Rams, and pre-owned vehicles, schedule service, get credit pre-approved online, and much more. It's just another way Moberly Motors is making car buying easier while still saving you money. So don't just take our word for it. Do a simple Google search and you'll see for yourself. Facebook 4.5 stars out of 5. Google 4.6 stars out of 5. Car Gurus 5 stars out of 5. Cars.com 4.6 stars out of 5. Dealer Raider 4.9 stars out of 5. And the list goes on. Come visit the all-new Moberly Motors today on North Morley Street in Moberly and see what all the buzz is about. And check out our brand new website at MoberlyMotors.com.
.730 on KIRK Macon and online at CentralMoInfo.com. We're at Fitzsimmons John Arena on the campus of Moberly Area Community College for the 2018 Peak Sport in Spine Holiday Shootout. Quadruple header on our regional radio airways. This is the penultimate game of the night. Well, the final one between the Warrington and Moberly boys following afterwards. Eric will have that coming your way. And that is scheduled to start, I believe, at 8 o'clock, if I'm not mistaken.
Correct.
So we're half hour away from that. 29-19 is the lead for the Warrington Lady Warriors. Here's the Lady Spartans, Mary Billington at the top. Right to left they go on your radio dial. It is Michaela Payne now with it from the elbow and stride. Billington, they're trying to get her involved a little more inside. And she wrestles with Brooke Smith for the loose rock, and it will belong to the Lady Spartans off the jump. Billington takes it all the way to the top for Canning. Now to Billington on the right corner. She'll pull up for the 3. Doesn't fall. Billington, the best three-point shooter for the Lady Spartans, has yet to hit one. And here is Brooke Smith. Back around up top here for Malia Payne. Now over to Pruitt. Inside, trying to feed off Boffman off the screen. Can't do so. Now on the left corner here is Lexi Freder. Starting 5 in for Warrington. And starting 5 minus Alicia Oliver in for the Lady Spartans. Sydney Martin's in her place. On the right side is Malia Payne. Now back up top here for Smith. Left corner, Frederick doesn't take the 3. Instead, takes 5 steps in. Back out here for Tinoli. Boonville killing, or beg your pardon, Warrington killing a lot of clock here as Pruitt will take it. Now back over to Payne. Boffman trying to get the steal. Can't do so. Back to Smith.
This becomes a really big make or miss possession when this much time is getting worked at this stage in the game. And now you get a second life. That is just a killer. That's classic Missouri no shot clock basketball right there. You work what felt like a minute, and now you just get to start it all over because you get to take a quick pause and just recollect.
And now you know what grinds Eric Duick's gears.
Yeah.
Brooke Smith will take it back, and it'll be Frederick, and they'll come to the inside for Brooke Smith, and
A little too high. Lady Spartans get the defensive stop. 6:02 to go here in the quarter. Canning on the right side drops it off to Billington. Billington drives, has space for a high post to takes it, and a little too strong. Frederick on to the right side for Smith. Tries to drive, kicks out, looking for Payne, does. Now on the left side, Tinoli tries to pivot, does. Her shot, too strong, and a rebound by Koenig. Takes it across the timeline, on to the left side she goes, trying to find Billington, passes it over to the left. Billington, and she gets called for a travel, and now she falls to the floor. And back up, and a quick scare there for a second. She's been going all up and down the floor. She has been a busy lady tonight, that being Mary Billington. Here is Brooke Smith from the top of the key. Now to the left side for Lexi Frederick. Back up top to Malia Payne. They'll come around to the inside to Noli. Her two is good. She has nine. Over on to the left side. Now for Boffman. Her left block shot might have been influenced there by Tinoli just a hair. She'll take it up the left side of the court. Cuts to the inside. Now to Frederick. Smith on the right now. Surveys her options. Back up to Payne on the top. Now left elbow for Frederick. Just outside the arc. Guarded by Payne by about 5 feet. Now tries to move one over to Pruitt. Can't do so. Back up top. Tinoli will just take it. Won't go. Payne on the rebound. 4:20 to go in the game. 31-19 Warrington. Here is Billington. Drives to the hoop. Round three, Lady Warriors, and that doesn't fall. Frederick will take it across the timeline, slowing the tempo down here for the team. And Billington trying to get the steal. Falls onto the back legs of Brooke Smith, and see both of them come up, and Billington now has her third foul. Another timeout called by the Warrington Lady Warriors, and it is a full. We'll do it as well. 3:59 to go into fourth on Kirk and CentralMoinfo.com. 31-19, Warrington with the lead.
Now is the time to have CNR Automotive and Transmission change the oil in your car, truck, or van. This oil change comes with a 27-point inspection to ensure you that your vehicle is ready to hit the road. Complete automotive service and repair from bumper to bumper. Tune-ups, brakes, tires, large or small, CNR Automotive and Transmission is ready to keep your ride on the road for you. In Moberly, call 269-8482 or 665-5424 in Kirksville. CNR Automotive and Transmission, Moberly in Kirksville. They fix everything.
AG Plumbing in Moberly. Are you remodeling, building a new home, or having sewer problems? Call Pete Agee and his crew at Agee Plumbing in Moberly for the many services you'll need, including sewer repair and replacement, along with water line and septic system installation. Agee Plumbing provides you with licensed and insured professionals who will help you with your water and construction needs. Call Agee Plumbing at 651-0344 for emergency and non-emergency plumbing needs. Agee Plumbing, 651-0344.
Full timeout called by the Lady Warriors, and they lead 31-19. We had a baseball score earlier. Now we have more of a football score. And a two is going to count. We're going to get a foul on Lauren Canning, and one coming up. They're going to give the bucket to Allison Tinoli, who has quietly put up 11 points. So an and one coming up. Tinoli, great defensive player, long, lanky, cannot hit the and one.
She has a lot of volleyball accolades as well, according to Coach Williams. And the left corner three, it's not going to go for Canning. Rebounded by Warrington. Here is Smith. Back to Tinoli at the top. Now to Nelson, right side Smith. Open is Pruitt on the inside. She wants, doesn't take it. Now back to Nelson. Come around to the inside, falling to the floor is Smith. Kick out, and Frederick wanted to take the three. Wisely doesn't. Tinoli, reverse layup. A little too high, and Bachman gets the rebound. She takes it up to the right wing. Moberly needs points. Martin, kick out, Payne, top of the key. On the right block, her two in, did everything but finish. Went off the backboard and rolled off the side of the rim. And now the other way, Dana Pruitt's two doesn't go. Miranda Nelson trying to get the put back, and she got pushed from behind. And that should send Nelson to the line. We're going to call it a 1-1. And that'll be Canning's third foul. It is a 1-1. Front end is good by Miranda Nelson, her first points of the night.
Good coaching by Greg Williams there. He was appropriate, I felt, but firm. He told his player, I don't want an excuse. He said, you know, quick run and shoot three. That's how your opponent gets back into the ballgame. I thought he said it very appropriately but firmly. And, you know, we're kind of, you know, in that era. You got to handle, you know, you got to be composed. And I thought he did that as, just so beautifully.
Yeah, that was the freshman, Dana Pruitt, that he was alluding to. And Pruitt is one of those players that essentially has just gone in the lineup. She doesn't have any travel ball experience or nothing. As Billington hits a three on the left corner, her first one on the night. But the reason why she earned her spot in the varsity starting lineup is because of her competitiveness, and definitely a good learning lesson for her as well. It's a 10-point game, and we got another foul called, and it's going to be Allison Tinoli that picks it up. Billington will take it across the MACC logo at center court. Up at the top. Gets a screen by Gaines. Billington to the bucket on the left block, and that is going to result in a foul. And I'll be on to Junior Brooks Smith. That'll be her third. Two shots coming up for Billington. What a tough first half she had. She now has 11 points. And now she's the leading scorer for the Lady Spartans, for those who picked Sydney Martin, or Lauren Canning, I should say. You get that, and she goes 2 for 2. But all things considered, credit Lauren Canning. Not an easy role to fill in for Sydney Flood, and she's likely going to be getting a bulk of the starts while Flood is recovering from that ACL strain. Anytime you can get some offense from a person that's averaging only about 3 or so points a game and you get some good defense, I'd say that is a win in her replacement. And she has done just that. Lady Spartans still trail by 12. Or check that 8. 32-24. And here is Michaela Payne. They'll take it at the top. Tries to drive. Can't do so. Kick out to Boffman. 90 seconds. Side steps, trying to get the two off. And she took a travel in the process. So it'll go back to the Lady Warriors. And the next time these two teams are going to be in action, it will be at the Warrington Tournament. or check that. Moberly will have a game against Southern Boone next Friday, and then they'll be at the Warrenton tournament. Or that'll be in the Moberly boys, I should say.
Yeah, and the boys, I don't think, are participating in the Warrenton. I know they're not.
They're at the California tournament.
Exactly, I was going to say. Yeah. I know they're not at the Warrenton tournament.
So the Lady Spartans will be in action at the Warrenton tournament. That will be their next action, with the Lady Spartans taking on Southern Boone in their second game of the season. Boys will have their matchup, and it'll even out the regular season games that the two teams have played. Lady Spartans have one more game ahead of the Lady Spartans, and now play continues. An inerrant horn there with 50 seconds to go on the right side. Caney, three, in and out. Rebounded by Tinoli. And side for Girard, runs into her own woman. That is Tinoli, but she gets it. And now on the right wing, and a foul is going to be called. There'll be two shots coming up. Lauren Canning gets it for the Lady Spartans, and Tinoli back to the line. .1 seconds to go. So Tinoli knocks home the first. She's the leading scorer for the Lady Warriors, now with 12. Malia Payne has 11. Brooke Smith with 9. And second one's good. And they've been the lone three scorers for the Lady Warriors. From the top, left side, Billington to three. Doesn't go. And a foul called. And with that, the Lady Warriors are going to end up 4-6 on the year. Now we'll see. Wholesale changes coming your way with the Lady Warriors, and Moberly may do the same. Canning takes a seat, gets a high five from Tony Vestal and Sid Flood on the bench. And some of the starting five checking out for Warrenton. Leah Payne, first of two free throws. Won't go.
Now, for where this game was headed, well, credit to Moberly. Turned it around a bit, made it a reasonable competition.
Still very low scoring. The story is, as it's been, it's the consistency on the offensive side, and it's come to hurt Moberly once again. With 12.2 seconds to go. You got a little spurt there late in the first half. Here is a shot by Payne off the front of the rim. And that will just about do it. They will run the clock out. 35-24 is the final, as the Lady Warriors knock off the Lady Spartans. And Moberly will fall back to 500, 4-4 on the season. Take a break on the captain, centralmoinfo.com. Take a look at some of the final stats and nominate an outstanding player of the game.
With adjust reduced pricing from John Deere, you can now get more for less with Seidenstricker by your side. Get a new Deere for the new year for less with a John Deere 1023 tractor, just reduced to $8,599 and nothing down with 0% for 60 months. And for work or play, get a RSX 860M Gator utility vehicle for just $11,995. Visit any Seidenstricker location or Seidenstrickers.com.
Offer ends 1/31/2019. Some exclusions apply. See dealer for details.
Our bodies go through a lot in one lifetime. Wounds, burns, failed skin grafts, crush injuries, gangrene, radiation injury, brain abscess, carbon monoxide poisoning, air embolism, decompression sickness, compartment syndrome, retinal artery occlusion, sudden sense of neural hearing loss. Breathe in and allow the healing to begin.
The Wound Healing Center at Samaritan Hospital offers therapy that heals your wounds from the inside out. If you have a wound that is not healed in 4 weeks, ask your doctor if hyperbaric oxygen therapy would benefit you. Visit smhmo.org.
Need an affordable meal deal for tonight's dinner? Stop by Sonic in Moberly and get yourself a Steakhouse Bacon Cheeseburger. Promise to have steakhouse flavor in every bite with a medium tater tot for only $4.99. There is nothing like the need of something sweet after a long day. Try Sonic Cinnamon Sugar Pretzel Twist for only $1.99. The magic all happens when you push the red button. So swing into Sonic Drive-In of Moberly and show them how you Sonic. Merry Christmas and Happy New Year from your friends at Sonic of Moberly.
Right now at Moberly Napa, check out the biggest holiday sale ever. On sale now, Evercraft 36-piece quarter-inch Drive Master sockets at only $18.99. Evercraft 30-piece quarter and 3/8-inch SAE and metric sockets at only $13.99. Valvoline Premium Blue heavy-duty diesel motor oil, $12.99 a gallon. ISO Heat Premium Fuel Antifreeze and Injector Cleaner, $209. Biggest holiday sale ever for your car, truck, or van. Napa Auto Parts in Moberly. Get the good stuff.
Many of you have allowed us to help you create a better life for your family, and that's what it's all about. As we think back over another year, the best gift we could have ever hoped for is the one you've already given, your belief in us. As you enjoy this special time of year, please remember, your friendship has been one of our greatest gifts of all. In return, we will do everything we can to help you create your best years yet. Thank you from First State Community Bank.
Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
This Christmas season, Thomas Motors and Chevy invite you to become part of their family with Chevy employee discounts for everyone. The price you pay is what we pay. Not a cent more on 2018 model Silverados, Colorados, Equinox, Trax, and Cruze. Stop into Thomas Motors in Moberly today and get yours while supply is best. Enjoy the employee discount all month long. Thomas Motors in Moberly, your full-line GM dealer. Additional rebates and incentives may apply. See dealer for complete details.
Taking a look at some final stats here of the Moberly Lady Spartans and the Warrenton Lady Warriors. Again, Warrenton wins 35-24 to improve to 4-6. Moberly falls to 4-4. Allison Tinoli, 13 points, lead all scorer. She'll get our At Same Player to Game honor, brought to you by Farmers Insurance and Financial Services, Jeff Freeman Agency for all your insurance needs, auto, home, life, and more. Malia Payne with 11, and Brooke Smith with a total 9. Brenda Nelson with 1 point off a free throw for the 35 points. Moberly was led by Mary Billington's 12 points. Lauren Koenig, a nice evening, filling in for Sydney Flood with a total of 8 points. Sydney Boffman with a total of 2. Sydney Martin with 2 points as well. The Moberly Warrenton boys are starting to warm up. Eric Dukes warming up the bagpipes as well. We'll have that coming your way in just a moment on The Captain and CentralMoInfo.com.
Smith Heating and Cooling of Moberly has been around for over 65 years, and they know furnaces, air conditioners, heat pumps, and split systems for both residential and commercial. Through the years, they've serviced not only their own equipment, but all makes and models. If you're needing service on your central air, furnace, or heat pump, call Smith Heating and Cooling, and his friendly trained technicians will be happy to service your equipment. Smith Heating and Cooling of Moberly specializes in service of all makes and models. Give them a call today.
WeatherTech floor liners are laser measured to fit your vehicle's front, back, and even up the sides of your vehicle's footwells. WeatherTech floor liners protect your vehicle from the elements you bring with you every time you get in your car. KB Tire and Auto can order the perfect liner, designed and built for your car, truck, or van. Call KB Tire and Auto today at 263-7500. Check out KB Tire on Facebook. Happy holidays from AK's Guns and Ammo, your local source for firearms, ammunition, shooting supplies, and more. If you're looking for your first handgun, rifle, or shotgun, or simply want to add to your collection, need more ammo, or need shooting supplies, give Austin a call at 660-372-1781 or stop by the store at 209 North 4th Street in Moberly. Open 7 days a week through the holidays. Go online at www.akgunsammo.com.
We've seen our first snowfall, but before more flies, now's the time to get a free estimate from Capital Paving and Construction. They are a full-service asphalt and paving company who can work with your schedule and budget. Plus, you can count on quality because their projects range from heavy highway construction to DOT paving to commercial and residential. Get an A Better Business Bureau rated company, Capital Paving and Construction. with several Missouri locations or online at capitalmo.com.
The holidays can be a hectic time to plan a meal, and every member of the family wants something different. Domino's has the perfect solution. Order from the Mix and Match menu for just $5.99 each. Choose from a medium two-topping pizza, stuffed cheesy bread, bread twist, pasta in a bowl, an oven-baked sandwich, or eight-piece boneless wings topped off with marble cookie brownies. This offer excludes bread bowls and wings. Domino's Pizza, Mix and Match, for just $5.99 each. Order online at dominoes.com.
As independent agents, the folks at PK Wise Agency in Moberly and Sellers Wise Insurance in Salisbury offer auto, home, business, life, and health insurance. Their experienced agents work on your behalf to find the right coverage at the best possible rate for you. When you have a claim, you have the backing of reliable, experienced agents. That's why area residents rely on PK Wise and Sellers Wise for all their insurance needs. Celebrating well over 100 years in business, your independent insurance agents at PK Wise and Sellers Wise put you first.
We're back here on the Captain and CentralMoInfo.com. We'll actually get to the boys' pregame in just a moment. Tony Vessel, Lady Spartan coach, is joining us here postgame after a tough one. 35-24 was the final. Coach, no, was not the offensive performance you were looking for in the first half, but how much can you take in a moral victory in just getting this interesting, especially late in within double digits in the fourth?
Yeah, that's definitely not the offensive performance I was looking forward to. I knew we were going to struggle a little bit offensively with Sid being out. She's just such a big part of our offense. And, other girls were going to have to take shots and make shots for us to be in this game. Our movement was not great, but for the most part, there was a lot of times I thought we were taking good shots. We just couldn't make shots, you know. I know Mary is super frustrated right now with herself, and she was gonna have to have a big night for us to win, and she just couldn't hit shots tonight. It's one of those nights. She's frustrated. She's a really good player for us. It was just one of those nights. She was kind of frustrated, and she couldn't make shots for us, and we really didn't have anyone else that could answer and make plays for us either.
Let's talk a little bit about just the overall adjustment. And we talked a little bit about how the loss of Sid was going to be a big change one way or the other. We talked about that in a little bit of the pregame. What was the biggest thing you looked for in a game like this, just from the growth standpoint and seeing some other people, like, for example, Lauren Canning, who came in and provided some really good minutes and also an extra offensive touch?
Yeah, me and Coach Boyer talked about that with Lauren too. You know, she's usually in there because she can shoot the basketball, but I thought she did some other good things tonight too. She really guarded pretty well. She was physical. And she handled the basketball and did some good things for us, which is nice to see. And it's things that's going to help us and let us be a better team when we get in playing in February.
Tony Vessel, Lady Spartan coach, joining us here. All right. So we're going into another week off, and then, lo and behold, it's back to the Warrenton tournaments. What are you expecting?
I really don't know. It's nice to go over there and play just because there's some different teams that we don't ever get to see and don't really particularly know anything about other than Warrenton and Hannibal. So it'll be fun. It's nice to play some teams like that. So, we'll see. We'll see where we're at. We'll see. We're going to have to get better, and we don't know when Sid's going to be back, so we just got to become a better team here. I will say tonight I thought we really guarded the basketball. We got down early 16-0, and let's be honest, it's really hard to continue to keep playing when you see 16-0 on the board, and I think they ended up with 34 points. I mean, we held them I think they scored 19 in the first quarter. We held them to 15 points in the next three quarters. I mean, sign me up for that for the rest of the year. You know, we can hold teams at 34 points. We're going to win some basketball games.
Tony Vessel, Ace Burn coach, joining us here. Coach, appreciate you joining us after a tough one, and Happy New Year as well.
Thank you, guys. Appreciate the coverage and everything you do.
Not a problem. All right, we'll get the boys' game set up in just a moment. You'll hear from Spartan coach Cord Hagedorn in 30 seconds on the Captain and CentralMoInfo.com.
Rabarco Incorporated is locally owned and has been serving the area since 1986. You'll find Rabarco Incorporated at Highway 63 and Business 63 in Renick. Let locally owned Rabarco Incorporated help you with all your concrete reinforcing needs. No job is too big or too small. For all your concrete reinforcing needs at competitive pricing, call 660-263-1243 or stop by Rabarco Incorporated at Highway 63 and Business 63 in Renick, serving the area since 1986. Proud supporters of the Moberly Spartans.
Spartan second-year head man Cord Hagedorn joins us pregame as Moberly gets set to take on Warrington in the Holiday Shootout. Before we get into that one, last time out, Savion Thorpe went down with the season-ending injury. He's been through surgery. What kind of update can you provide us on where things stand with him right now?
His surgery went really well. The doctors were very pleased at that. He's sitting around now. He's able to be on crutches. He is not casted. He's on a boot or in a boot. And so he's been at practice the last couple of days.